everyone. Welcome to our program. We're here with a little strength for today. We're going to talk about the circumstances of life. Right now, things are kind of up and down with this coronavirus thing. I'm getting a little weary of it myself. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, but what if you're already weary? We're going to look at this. Stay tuned. As we said, the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. Actually, I'm weary of this coronavirus. I'm weary of the situations in the world. I'm weary of watching the newscasts and seeing what's going on. I am not weary in well-doing. That's a totally different thing. It's one thing to be weary with the situations of this world. It's totally another thing to be weary in well-doing. I've never been there. I hope I never am. But it doesn't change the fact that in this world, as Job said, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. We're going to listen to a very good message and song day by day. With each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. We're going to listen to that, and then I'm going to tell you a story about that song. Listen carefully.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.
Well, as we go through the trials and circumstances of this world, we are going to be influenced either by our emotions or we can be influenced by the help of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says when he has come, he'll direct us into all truth. Now, to have the Holy Spirit's influence my behavior is a far better thing than having my emotions dictate to my behavior. I mentioned about this song that we just listened to, Day by Day. Years ago, in fact, she was born in 1832 and went to heaven in 1903. There was a young lady by the name of Lina Sandell. She was often referred to as Daddy's Girl because of her very close relationship with her father. When she was only 26 years of age, tragedy struck. She and her father were passengers in a boat crossing a lake when the boat lurched and her father fell overboard. She watched in horror as her father drowned before her very eyes, and nobody was there to help rescue him, and he was gone. She shortly thereafter wrote the words to this song that you're listening to. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. The psalmist said in Psalm 42:11, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Now, the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. "Why art thou disquieted within me?" Well, the reason for that to be a reality and to be cast down in our emotions or to be disquieted in our spirit is because we are letting our emotions be in charge rather than the Holy Spirit. Songs like the one we just listened to and we're going to listen to again were written at the time of tragedy. And so as we go through some of our circumstances, which were a lot less trials than what she faced, let's take the message of this song to heart. "Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause to worry or to fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest." When the circumstances come along, let's make sure we let the Holy Spirit have control of our emotions.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose is not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word? Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.